Then this week's Getting to Know Your Beef Checkoff, brought to you by Your Beef Checkoff. Johnny Harris from Screven, Georgia, talks about an event he was able to attend that opened his eyes even more to what the Beef Checkoff does.
My wife and I have had the opportunity to work at a Southern Women's Conference for the last 2 years. We have a lot of people come through, a lot of women. We hand out an awful lot of good material as far as lean beef cuts, different recipes. But one of the biggest things we did, we had women that were non-beef eaters come through, and their biggest concern was antibiotic residue. We had the proof in the literature, and we had several of those ladies, when I had our cooking part of that session, they ate beef for the first time in some while, simply because they had the correct information about how we use antibiotics. And that was very, very encouraging to me to see. This is something the checkoff dollars pay for that we don't usually know about. Unless you're involved with it, you don't get to see what they're doing. And so that's tremendous.
And while Harris was able to talk with these ladies about their concerns, he said having the information to show them was what made the difference.
Getting correct information out, because they had gotten their information somewhere. And so we're getting correct information out to help those people make their decisions.
Learn more at mybeefcheckoff.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.